Hi, I'm John Grant, and you're listening to Six Music, the best radio station on the entire planet of Earth. You know, I wasn't a big fan of his at first. I didn't really know what I thought of him when I first heard his voice. It sort of took me a little while to discover him for myself, you know, and I slowly sort of fell in love with his voice, and it took me some time, though, because, you know, he's one of those guys who is, you know, worshipped by many, and, you know, that can be off-putting at times. You know how it is when everybody's telling you have to listen to something, that's when you don't, and that's sort of how I am, you know.
I need another place.
And John, what about your album? Because when I spoke to you, you'd been working with Gus Gus, and you know, you were well on the way with the album.
Getting close to the finish line with the album. We're starting to mix tracks. I've got one song left to do that I, you know, unfortunately, the song seems to be demanding a string section, and so now I have to figure that out. Funnily enough, the last song that I'm doing is this one called Glacier, and I suppose that it came about, you know, because of my travels around the island here, sort of inspired that. Definitely going to take people on a journey, this album. It's got a lot of stuff going on. It's very dramatic, and some of it's very stripped down, so, I mean, it's sort of all over the place. I'm really liking the way it sounds. Felt a lot of pressure because of Queen of Denmark. I've sort of imposed a lot of pressure on myself to, you know, come up with something that I think is as good as Queen of Denmark.
For TC and his honey bear, the world will not...
You know, there's also a huge part of me that wanted to take it to, you know, a new level, and I also feel like I've done that. I feel like I've explored, you know, a lot of, you know, the new directions that I want to go in, while basically staying myself and sort of fitting that in into the context of who I am. There's going to be a lot of electronics involved, and, you know, the difficult thing for me is to figure out how to do this, you know, because some of it is quite acoustic, and I do have to figure out how to do it live. I've been thinking about it a lot, and I have a guy here in Iceland who I trust quite a bit, and he's going to, you know, be working with me to help me figure out how to translate this to the live setting.